From the PSIA ASI studios in Lakewood, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. You're listening to First Chair, Last Call with Chris Rogers. Chris, it's been way too long, and I'm dying to hear about Rider Rally.
Yeah, we've got had a ton of stuff going on, George, between you and I both. Rider Rally was phenomenal. We had every piece of the turnout we could have asked for. We had amazing participants, and it was really truly a cool week to be at up at A-Basin with a bunch of passionate snowboarders.
Yeah, it was 1 month ago. I picked the wrong time of year to get sick. So now I've heard that you had a participant from every one of the divisions. I think you were only missing someone from Alaska the last time I spoke with you, and it ended up turning out where you got someone from each division?
Yep, we had a dual division member named Dorothy who was there representing the Alaska division as well. And then, of course, I'm still an Alaska division member also. So we did have some Alaska representation there. And, yeah, every division had somebody, at least one person there with that division represented.
Now, if you could walk us through, I'd love to hear what went on. Really, what set this apart? What made it special?
You know, from day one, when we sat down at team training in October last year and said, what do we want to do as a team? And kind of looked at the next 4 years as well as this year specifically as a new team, what we wanted to accomplish. And one of the things that came out of that conversation was this idea to bring back Rider Rally. And I think that's the biggest piece that set it apart was that this was a passion project from the team. So the whole team was involved in kind of setting the vision and the scope and coming up with ideas and figuring out how we were going to make this the best snowboard event in the country, how we were going to differentiate it from National Academy, because we all see there being quite a bit of value in both events and still maintaining that kind of core snowboard culture. So there was a bunch of goals that we kind of had based around where we wanted to go with it and then just set out to make it happen. And that really kickstarted the cultural, the fun, the laid back kind of vibe that the whole event had. And we ended up with almost 60 people that showed up at A-Basin, and just that energy and that atmosphere was contagious. Like from the minute they started showing up on Tuesday morning for Rider Rally, it was, it was all high fives and fun. And we had amazing weather. We got great snow. I don't think we could have asked for better host mountain from better participants or for the just engagement from our team. It was kind of everything lined up for us.
Now you watch a movie trailer and it's always the best parts of the movie to get you intrigued and wanting to go see it. I saw some video clips from Rider Rally and it showed a lot of different areas on the mountain, different terrain, and it looked like you were having a blast.
Yeah, you know, so many people only go to A-Basin early season or late season when there's not much of the mountain open. And to be able to show 60 people around Arapahoe Basin and show them all of the different terrain there was pretty cool opportunity. These instructors from all over the country showing up to free ride and to clinic a little bit. And we had such a broad range of backgrounds and kind of what people were looking to get out of Rider Rally. So we set out each day with kind of a different task. And the first day was our big get to know each other day, and we set up a kind of resort friendly, ASI centric version of the game of NAR. So it was all opportunities to get to know the people in the group and a little team building and kind of explored the mountain and took a bunch of photos and videos and that really helped set the vibe. And then on Wednesday and Thursday, we kind of, labeled our groups on spiciness of salsa, what kind of heat people were looking to get into. And based on how the groups split out, self-assessed what they wanted to do, that was kind of how we ran the groups.
Now, Nick looked like he was in his element. Nick Alfieri saw some pretty big air in multiple areas with him.
Yep, Nick led one of the All Mountain Freestyle groups. We had a couple guys out doing that. Amy was out showing people how to ride park, and then we had quite a bit of opportunity for all the team members to get out and circle through the groups, and it was a fun opportunity for us as team members to maybe show off some of our strengths and to work with a group that highlighted our strengths, but also for us to ride with each other and maybe get out in an area that isn't one of our strengths. I think Amy was out with Brennan Metzler for a little while on some of the bigger mountain steeps that the Arapahoe Basin offers. And that was a really good opportunity for her to learn from Brennan, just like everyone else in the group.
Now, I also saw some video of one Chris Rogers skiing some pretty big bumps. Looks like he had a group through the bumps.
Yeah, so every day at 3 o'clock, we had a group shred. And so, you know, you're out in the morning with your group, you have lunch, you go out in the afternoon with a group. And then we'd all regroup at the base at 3 p.m. and go back up one of the chairs. And that was the hashtag, where were you at 3? And it's something that started out on the East Coast, is just to, you know, get a posse together and go make that extra lap after the mountain's done, after your lessons are done. And so we kind of continued that theme through Rider Rally and got these big posses. And for us on the team, it was, I think, just as much fun as it was for the participants, because you don't really see runs taken over by snowboarders very often. You know, we're often 30 to 40% of the population on a mountain, and to just take over a run and have 60, 65 people snowboarding down it. And so we had a big run down a groomed steep face, or we did a posse run down a bump run. And yeah, we definitely took over a run for that last run every day.
Now, Big Mountain Freestyle, would that be The World Is My Park?
Absolutely. That's, you know, when we look at terrain parks, they're all designed after natural features and how snowboarding and free skiing evolved to build kind of organized and controlled features that represented different features around the mountain. And so, you know, getting back to the roots of that is doing those same tricks off cliffs, over rollers, you know, finding wind lips, finding natural terrain variations where you can do those same tricks. And that was really the focus of kind of that all mountain freestyle group, was just going out, charging the mountain, finding something fun to jump off, and then setting up a session around that feature.
Now, that begs the question. I mean, our goal always want to have fun. We always want to learn something, but we've always got to be safe as well. How do you incorporate safety into what you all did?
You know, safety is always a major focus for us. And it was going into an event like this where you got 60 people and you've got varying abilities. We talked a lot every day, kind of the beginning of every day. We did a little group chat and talked about energy levels and where people were at, and, you know, being aware of changing conditions, changing terrain. I mean, we had everything from blue sky, kind of firm groomers to, almost a foot of snow on the second day. And so we definitely took the time to chat with our groups about where they were at energy wise, where they were at ability wise, and making good decisions for themselves. And this was kind of that light clinic format. So we were focusing more on the free ride group elements and kind of overall group activities versus, you know, specific hard focus clinic topics. We weren't, you know, working on extension and retraction in the bumps specifically. If somebody wanted to work on that, we'd work it in. But you know, where a lot of times you go in with these hard focus clinics, the whole idea behind Rider Rally is more of the social fun element. And so, you know, taking that notch back on the performance side means that that you do have that element of safety kind of front and center. And at the same time, you know, it's a big mountain. It's the end of the season. People are going to have fun. And there were definitely, you know, some bumps and bruises. And, you know, our own Tony Macri got injured on the very last day as well. And, you know, it happens. And we definitely did our best to address it and kind of keep that energy and that vibe, self-supporting the safety of the group.
And ability levels, everybody welcome?
Of course. One of the features of Rider Rally is we definitely want to invite anyone that wants to come out. As we look to next season, we'll be building our clinics and our days around kind of who's there, what their energy level is, and what they want to do. And that's, you know, when we look at kind of ability levels on snowboards, a lot of it comes back to motivations and what people are looking to get out of it. So we definitely had those high-end riders that wanted to go charge steeps, that wanted to jump off stuff, and we catered to them with a group or two. And then we had people that wanted to work on carving at an intermediate level. We had people that wanted to work on bumps, or, you know, work on a couple of little tweaks in their own riding that they were working on, little movement patterns, or, you know, or they just wanted to snowboard with a group. And so we were able to really cater to all ability levels and work with everyone that was there. And that's, I think, how we will plan to operate every year, is every day that the people that show up and what they say their energy level and their motivations for the day is, we'll work to to work with that. And you know, with 60 attendees and eight of us leading clinics, we had that ability to work with smallish groups and meet everybody's needs for that 4-day period.
Now, when was the decision made that Rider Rally would happen this year?
You know, from the team sitting down in the lodge in October at fall training, and we knew we were going to make it happen. I think there were a lot of organizational hurdles to jump through, you know, and when you're putting on an event like this that hasn't happened, it takes a lot of time and energy to make it happen. And I think, by early January, we were starting to feel pretty comfortable that we kind of sorted out all the details and that we knew what we needed to do to make it happen. And then, you know, PSIA jumped in with quite a bit of support from the office. And, I think it was early February when we were able to kind of officially announce that it was happening for sure.
So really not a whole lot of time to market it. With the turnout that you got and the response that you received, is it a go for next year?
That's our plan right now. We believe we're moving forward on an event for next year, and we've got some details that we're still trying to work out for that. But I think back to that time frame in February when we officially flipped the switch. I think registration went live in early March or mid-March. And, you know, we'd had all of these phone calls, we'd done all this prep work, and we thought we had a really good plan. And then it was kind of that trial by public perception. What's going to happen? You flip the switch, you turn on registration, and then you wait and see. And we'd kind of built in a communications plan ahead of that. So we had some kind of funny memes that we were posting to Facebook, and we really, the team really worked to activate our own networks of instructors across the country. So we all had kind of homework that we did each day to reach out and talk to our friends and leaders in the different divisions to start spreading the word that it was live. And, man, it filled up so fast. We hit our initial 50 cap and had to kind of scramble to figure out how to get another team member there so we could raise the cap. And, it all worked out so well. And I think, you know, we're all very much looking forward to doing it next year, and whether what that looks like and how it comes together next year is still quite a bit to be determined. But, everything I've heard so far is that the office is supportive of it. The team is of course in, and, most of the people that were at Rider Rally this year say they want to come back again next year.
That's fantastic. Congratulations on a great event, Chris.
Thank you, George.
And thanks very much for joining us on Last Call.
No worries. Thanks for having me again. It's good to be back chatting with you again.
From the PSIA ASI studios in Lakewood, Colorado, you've been listening to First Chair. I'm George Thomas.